Good morning, Bink Machine fam. It is 4:40 on the West Coast. I just finished creating my 150 lineups. Got a dishwasher going in the background. But wanted to do the same thing I did last week. Drop you a quick note regarding my rules in the Bink Machine. So, first off, if you go to your player groups, you see an option to download groups and to upload groups. So you can now, if you have groups that you've built out, you can download your groups to save them. Then you can switch to my groups. And then if you decide that you don't want to use my groups, you can then re-upload your own groups, if that makes sense. Alternately, you can go to my groups and deselect the ones that you don't want to use and add in your own groups and so on and so forth. If you are just getting started in the Bink Machine for the weekend, it would make sense if you wanted to import all of my presets and to then be able to add on your own presets from there, uncheck whatever of mine you don't want to use. But if you've already been putting in groups throughout Saturday night, Sunday morning, whatever, you might not want to lose all of those. So download your groups before you switch over to mine. You can always upload your groups back in and switch over to those. Okay, so I am also going to walk through my groups and rules real quickly. Again, if you import my rules, all of these rules make sense for my player pool and for my percentage allocations, but there are some rules that might break the optimizer for you based on what your player pool is. So I'm going to run through these rules real quickly. This also for any of you who don't want to use my rules but just want to get a sense of where my head is at this point in the week, this will be beneficial for you. So rule number one, Kelce. That is Kelce anchored to Mahomes, 100% of my Kelce rosters. I want Mahomes. If Kelce is hitting, Mahomes is probably also hitting. So I want to take advantage of that free square. Kupp plus Tyreek. I am forcing at least 50% of my Kupp rosters to have Tyreek Hill for the reasons we talked about throughout the week. Just a unique way to play Kupp rosters. Dobby doubles. So there's a Dobby doubles and a Dobby triples. So this Dobby doubles says that 100% of my Josh Dobbs rosters will have a double stack. So if you look at this rule, if you've imported it and you look at this rule, it is minimum 3, maximum 4 players from this pool. So it gives it permission that I can have as many as 3 other players in addition to Josh Dobbs, as many as 4 players from this pool. But it says that I have to have at least 3 players on 100% of these rosters. So on 100% of my Dobbs rosters, this will force a double Dobbs stack. Stroud doubles, I decided to go with Nico Collins and Tank Dell. Double stack on 100% of my Stroud rosters. I only have about 6% Stroud, but now that his price has gone up, I'm basically saying at 6K that he puts up a tournament-winning score if I roster him, right? So I'm betting on him ideally throwing for 300-plus yards and 3 touchdowns. Pretty concentrated offense, so I decided to go with the double stack on all of my Stroud rosters. Richardson bringbacks, again, another guy I only have 6% of, 6% Anthony Richardson. But 100% of those, I want DeAndre Hopkins, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, one of those two as a bringback. If you're using DeAndre Hopkins, but you've X'd, if you're using Anthony Richardson, but you've X'd DeAndre Hopkins and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine out of your pool, this is one of those rules that will break things for the optimizer on your end, because it'll be like, well, I can't force Hopkins and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine on these rosters because they're not in this person's player pool. So that can either, it can lead to the builds not working at all and you getting an error message, or it can lead to you just getting no Anthony Richardson rosters. Danny Dimes double bringbacks. I want at least 2 Dolphins on any of my Daniel Jones rosters, so this rule forces that. Several Tua rules in a row. So I want my Tua rosters to be doubles, Tua doubles, but I want it to be in a variety of ways. So first off, I want Tyreek Hill on 100% of my Tua rosters, and then I basically create several additional rules that allow it to be Waddle on about half those rosters, Achane and Mostert on about a quarter of those rosters apiece. So similarly, if you have a rule set to where you're only allowing two Dolphins on a roster, then this would not work. This would kind of break the optimizer for you. But since I'm allowing as many as three Dolphins on a roster and have all these players in my player pool and have my percentages set up in such a way that this rule works, this is how I'm playing it. And again, if you're not importing my rules, it's just another nugget as far as where my head is at this point in the week. All of my Tua rosters will be doubles. 100% of them will have Tyreek Hill. And then it'll be Waddle, Mostert, and Achane kind of mixed in the other spots. Stafford doubles. 100% of my Stafford rosters will be doubles with a player pool of Kupp, Puka, Tutu, and Higbee. Then we get to the Dobby triples rule, which I already mentioned, but basically it forces three players onto at least 40% of my Josh Dobbs rosters. So 100% of my Josh Dobbs rosters will have two additional Cardinals on it, and at least 40% of my Josh Dobbs rosters will have three additional Cardinals on it. Wilson, if I'm playing Zach Wilson, I want to play Garrett Wilson, so this rule forces that. Double Dolphins running backs. So I want to have a few of my rosters with Mostert and Achane together. So this rule basically says that on, doesn't basically say, it does say, that on 12% of my Mostert rosters, Achane needs to be on those. So again, this creates a situation where I will have some, obviously mostly Mostert and Achane on separate rosters, but some rosters where I'm playing them together. DeAndre Swift anchor. This is a pretty interesting one. DeAndre Swift plus AJ Brown or DeAndre Swift plus Devontae Smith. Those pairings have gone for over 4x their combined salary two of the last 3 weeks, and then 3x their combined salary the other week. So obviously, you know, if you get the wrong guy with DeAndre Swift, then it doesn't work. But I basically wanted to say, if Swift is having a good game in this game environment that I'm betting somewhat heavily around, then one of Devontae Smith or AJ Brown is probably having a good game as well. And most of the field won't play DeAndre Swift with the wide receivers. And so that gives an opportunity to take advantage of something that is mathematically in our favor and that the field will overlook. So basically this rule says that 90% of my DeAndre Swift rosters will have Devontae Smith or AJ Brown on them. Addison Mahomes, I talked about it this week. Mike talked about it this week. Hilo talked about it this week. Addison is a sharp player to have on some Mahomes builds. So I have 16% Mahomes, 8% or 10% Addison, something like that. So Addison won't be on all my Mahomes rosters, but this rule says that on 75% of my Addison rosters, they're paired with Mahomes. So that leaves some opportunity for a little bit of Jordan Addison off Mahomes rosters, because maybe Mahomes scores 25, Addison scores 25. And it's, you know, there are different directions you should be going at quarterback, but you still want to get that Addison score. So I leave some flexibility there, but I also want to make sure that the majority of my Jordan Addison rosters are paired with Mahomes. Next two, Devontae Smith and AJ Brown game environment bets. So these rules both say that if I'm playing Devontae Smith, I want to have Jalen Hurts or Matthew Stafford. If I'm playing AJ Brown, I want to have Jalen Hurts or Matthew Stafford. So in other words, I am playing these players only on total game environment bets. Waller plus Danny Dimes, 100% of my Waller is going to be paired with Daniel Jones. Given how high-priced Darren Waller is, how low-priced Daniel Jones is, if Waller's having a tournament-winning game, Daniel Jones probably is as well. So I'm going to take advantage of that by only playing Waller on Daniel Jones rosters. Hockenson double tight end. So this is a pretty unique one that obviously people will not see Hockenson and Kelce as a pairing. But there are scenarios, they're outside shots at this happening, like pretty extreme outside shots, but it's within the realm of possibilities. And it's powerful if it happens and nobody's going to try to take advantage of it, which is Hockenson can score 35 plus points and Kelce can score 35 plus points. So in other words, they can both be valuable for raw score instead of just the positional value of tight end. So typically these guys are going to be valuable because all the other tight ends fail and they just got like a way better score than those guys. And it's like, yeah, I'd rather spend $7,600 on a wide receiver. I'd rather spend $6,500 on a wide receiver or running back who have a higher ceiling, right? That's typically why these guys end up being valuable. But there is a scenario here where both guys score over 30 and they're an optimal pairing and people won't play it that way because they don't want to play a tight end in the flex. So I had to, for this one in my build settings, I had to put my flex parameters. So you go to the build settings tab, flex parameters, I bumped it up to 8% tight end in the flex. In other words, I'm allowed to have as much as 8% tight end in the flex, which then allows this group to make sense. If you have zero tight end allowed in the flex, then this rule will not make sense for your builds. But I allowed as much as 8% tight end in the flex so that I can have this rule. So I have 12% TJ Hockenson this week. And this rule says that on 2/3 of my TJ Hockenson rosters, he should be paired with Kelce. So ideally, this sets up a situation where the only tight end in the flex that I'll get is Hockenson-Kelce pairings. The rule is not going to work exactly that way. Like my 150, I haven't looked through all of the rosters yet, but like it has some bleeding of a few other tight ends in the flex. But generally speaking, the only tight ends in the flex I'm getting are Hockenson with Kelce. Raised up those, you know, the limits for tight end in the flex so that it allowed some tight end in the flex, and then created this rule so that my Hockenson gets paired with Kelce in a few spots. Finally, Colts defense says basically, if I'm playing Colts defense, do not play Anthony Richardson, is what this rule says. Same thing with Dolphins defense. If I'm playing Dolphins defense, do not play Tua. And then Cup plus Eagles. Want to make sure that Cup has, which this should happen pretty naturally from all the other rules I've set, but just wanted to ensure that Cup would be paired with one of AJ Brown, Devontae Smith on at least 30% of Cup rosters. So that does it for my rules this week. And again, you can build off of these, or you can, and, you know, uncheck the ones that don't make sense for your builds, or you can just use this as information of where my head's at and maybe give you a couple final pieces that fall in place on your end. So with that, I will see you at the top of the leaderboards not long from now.